What's up, you guys? Thanks for tuning in to Sick Party Radio. I'm your host, Sick Party, coming all the way from the 253 in Tacoma. Forecast for the week is going to be full of smoking on some of that good kush and making some bad decisions. Thanks for tuning in. So, random thought of the day. I was actually walking into Walgreens this afternoon, and I was going to buy some doggy treats for my dog, Daisy, and I walk through, and I pass the cleaning aisle, and I just look up, and they have all the Tide Pods locked up in plastic cases with locks on them, so, like, you know, children can't fucking eat them and shit. I mean, just these stupid internet challenges are just getting out of control. Like, it's crazy. And I actually heard on the news that people are drinking high amounts of Imodium AD to get high. And actually on an episode of Tosh yesterday, I saw a guy do the burn challenge where he put his whole forearm on a scalding hot stove. And he brought his arm back up and he just had like third degree burns all over his arm. So it's like, was it really worth that hospital visit? Because I'm sure the hospital visit was pretty fucking expensive, like probably like at least $1,000, because I actually had a friend that went to the hospital one time because he had to get a spider bite drained, and it ended up costing him at least $500, and he was there for good 6 hours. So yeah, I don't really think it's worth, you know, the pain or the fame, but the things that, you know, kids are doing to themselves to try to get noticed, to try to get famous, it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, my friend at work actually showed me a guy on YouTube dabbing a whole Tide Pod. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you thinking? I mean, you're gonna get views, but he didn't even get that many views. He got, like, maybe 50,000 views. It's like, was it worth, you know, taking 5 years off your life? Because that's straight up, you're inhaling chemicals down your throat. And they actually talk to the doctors on the news, and it's like, yeah, if you're putting that shit down your throat, you're burning your esophagus, and you're eventually going to get throat cancer, you know, two years down the road. So was it really worth it? Probably not. In music news, Fat Nick actually dropped an album called Generation Numb. Basically, in the whole album, he walks through his struggles with, you know, anxiety and depression. And hey, I give it to the dude, because he's doing a good thing. He's talking about, you know, some real fucking issues like depression and anxiety and, like, very important issues. Ever since I was probably the age of 23, I started suffering from severe depression and anxiety. I am on medication now for both of those, but I still have my days where, you know, I just don't feel like, you know, doing much, going to work, or even getting out of bed, you know, but I make it through the day, and I actually respect the fuck out of Puya, Fat Nick, Shake Will, the Suicide Boys. I respect the fuck out of those guys for talking about anxiety and depression, because when I listen to their music, it actually makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not alone in this world, like they're going through the same shit, and it honestly, like, if it weren't for their music, I probably wouldn't be here, you know? And that's really dark for me to say, but it's the honest truth, you know? And if you really think about it, music is the common language. I mean, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that, and a lot of songs that you can listen to that, you know, that you can actually connect with, you know, like a certain, you know, fucked up situation, and you hear a song on the radio, and it just, like, you're just like, damn, I'm so glad I'm not the only one going through some shit like this, you know? It just makes you feel like you're not alone in the world, and, you know, that you can actually, you know, go through life being happy as shit, you know? And, but yeah, it can also be therapeutic. I think music right now is probably the best therapy you can actually get, you know, besides a therapist, but, you know, I've gone to therapists before and they haven't done shit for me. So, yeah, I'm just gonna keep listening to music because it makes me happy. And you know, the Buffet Boys, they just make my days better, you know? They make life worth living, you know? And I'm just glad that I can actually connect to them in that sense. And for you guys' idiot of the day, in a release published last Monday morning, the Livingston County Sheriff's Office reported thieves broke in and stole a cash register from a Bilderberger restaurant, along with the establishment's entire surveillance system and a large bowl of macaroni salad. Like, damn, they actually have Bilderbergers? Damn, if they had one in Tacoma, I'd be eating there all the fucking time and every fucking day. All right, let's go back to the story. Police were hot on the criminal's trail as they started to find cash register parts, surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change, and a steady trail of macaroni salad on the nearby trail called Greenway Trail. The sheriff's office said this. It was later discovered the suspects stole a large bowl of macaroni salad, which they took turns eating along the way of their escape route. Officers end up arresting all three suspects involved. Like, damn, that must have been some, like, really, like, tasty fucking macaroni salad if you had to steal that along with everything else that you stole from the Bilderberger. Like, what the fuck were these guys thinking? They left a whole trail of evidence for the cops to find to come and arrest their asses. Like, these guys had to be on drugs. Probably cocaine, heroin, meth, probably all three. So, yep. But that's it for today's episode. Like I said before, keep coming back for new episodes every single day. It's your boy Sick Party coming from Tacoma, Washington. Yep, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. And by the way, make sure to follow Sick Party Radio on Instagram as well. All right, you guys have a good week. All right, bye.